It's time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Fink and Binder Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Fastine's Auto Service Center, 230 Cafe, and the Middletown Pharmacy. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew. One, welcome out to Middletown High School Gymnasium and the start of the District 3 boys basketball playoffs for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Tonight, they'll take on Eastern York in the quarterfinals. Eastern at 14-9. Heading into this game against the Middletown Blue Raiders. And last year, Eastern defeated Middletown in that round we broadcast there in Wrightsville. A different Eastern York team, Steve Leedy. They are without their leading scorer, a senior who was injured a few weeks back, and they have been on a downward spiral.
Yeah, Jared Achterberg is their main player this year. He averaged over 20 points a game for Eastern York. But then he tore his ACL against York Votech on January the 9th. Since then, Eastern has struggled. They have been 4-9 since. They've lost 5 in a row coming into the playoffs. And, of course, Middletown has a little bit of revenge on their minds because they were up most of that game down there at Eastern York last year.
Yeah.
And they fought back. I believe the deficit was about 7 at the end of the third quarter, and they fought back and won the game by 1 point. Middletown had the ball in the last seconds but could not convert to win the ball game. Eastern then went on to the district final where they lost to Bishop McDevitt. So Middletown looking to avenge that loss from last year.
Now the Middletown Blue Raiders at 18-4 with 2 losses to Trinity, 1 to Spring Grove, and 1 to Milton Hershey. We're going to talk with the coaches, Chris Sattell of the Middletown Blue Raiders and John Riekert, when we come back after this on the pregame show on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620. Back on the pregame show, John Wilsbach with Chris Sattell, head basketball coach for the Middletown boys. Coach, playoffs underway. You got to sit out that first round, and with the 4 seed, you get a rematch of last year's game against Eastern. How do you feel about that?
We're excited. Obviously, an opportunity to kind of get back at the team that knocked us out last year. We were a higher seed last year. They were a lower seed, and I thought we had them. And 45-44 was the final, February 16, 2016. It's been a long time coming, a lot of sleepless nights after that, a lot of hard work put in by our kids in the summertime and then this fall. So we're really looking forward to this rematch.
A lot of hard work by this team, who went from football right into basketball, no rest. But how have you fared the last couple weeks? Have they gotten a few days off and got the legs back?
They did get a few days off. I think they probably liked it because that's the most time they've had off since football season. So you figure you go into heat acclimation to three-a-days into a rough stretch of 10 games, and then you're playing in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden you're expected to be able to run up and down and left and right for 32 minutes. So they got some rest. We got some scrimmages in against Garden Spot and Palmyra, two district qualifying teams, both very good 5A schools. So we're prepared and we're ready to go.
All right, you got the four spot. You would have liked the 1, 2, or 3, obviously, but in the whole realm of boys 4A, it seems like any four of you, or maybe any of them, but any four of you can win this thing.
Well, I agree, and obviously we battled with these top four teams with Berks Catholic, Lancaster Catholic, McDevitt, and ourselves. Looking at it now, the way that things panned out, I'm sure Lancaster Catholic's not looking forward to playing Susquehanna Township in the second round, especially with the opponents that Susquehanna plays in the regular season. But this time of year, everybody's good, so you got to prepare. You get 3 days, and you got to be ready to go, and hopefully our kids understand that, you know, even though it's not a one-and-done scenario tonight, we want to play at Garden Spot on Monday. We don't want to play at Milton Hershey.
I know you don't want to take Eastern for granted, but they did lose their main scorer this season to an injury, and they've been in kind of a downward spiral the last five games.
Yeah, they've lost their last five. Ackberger, their big guy, 00, who I think was a really nice player. He was a good post player. High school, you don't see kids that can play in the post and then also play on the perimeter at 6'4", 6'5". He was a really good kid, nice kid, so it's sad to see him go out. They have another guard, Springer, who's very, very good, who shoots the ball pretty much anywhere, and they have some other kids, too, that literally come off the bench now. Have the green light. So they're going to play a lot of guys tonight. They're young, and hopefully the experience that they're lacking here, because they had a watch last year, pays off for our guys, because we've already been in it.
Everybody fresh and healthy?
Everybody's ready to go.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Chris Sattell, head coach for the Middletown Boys, back with more on the pregame show here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Furo Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown. Back on the pregame show, John Wills back with John Riekert, head coach for Eastern York. And, coach, it's been kind of a roller coaster season for your team, especially losing your main player. That's got to put this team through a lot of adversity, but still fighting.
Yeah, we're still hanging in there. We're losing a senior that's been playing for me for 4 years and is our calming factor in 25 points a game and things of that nature. Put us in a bad situation. But the kids have responded. We're still hanging tough. They play hard and they make no excuses.
Struggling a little bit lately going into the playoffs, but a young team. What do you expect them to get out of this and learn going into the playoffs?
Well, that's the key. We have two returning seniors that are left. They've been here before, but the cast that's going to come along with them are a lot of sophomores and freshmen. So we're going to start a freshman at the point. We got a lot of sophomores getting time and do nothing but help us down the road.
Talk about you personally, a little health scare in the off season, battling prostate cancer, get back into the season. How good was that for you? Kind of like a distraction that kept you busy and kept things off your mind?
Yeah, I actually came back a week early to get back in the classroom and get back on the floor with these kids because for at least 2 hours a night, it wasn't on my mind. It was a blessing to be a coach with these guys because it helped me to push forward and get my recovery done so I could get back with the team.
You feeling pretty good lately?
Feel pretty good right now. Good. I'll let you know after 32 minutes out there.
Well, you beat Middletown last year down there. Now this year you're starting out here at Middletown. What do you expect out of Chris Sattell's team?
Well, they're going to play hard. They got some talent. We knew that last year. They were young when we played them. We had a senior-laden team, and we squeaked by 45-44 and then ran it out to the district title game. Rules are reversed this year. So, we have to control Hughes, and we got to control they're going to be physical. They're a scrappy team. I like it. I mean, they get after it, and that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
John Reekers, head coach for Eastern York. Back with more here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
On Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown Home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown Home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown Home.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen print.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Welcome back, Middletown Area High School Gymnasium. Steve Leaney and John Wilsbach here for Middletown and Eastern York. They're set to do battle here in a District 3 4A quarterfinal basketball game. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for each team for Eastern York. They'll start a 6-foot sophomore, Bryce Henice. Also a 6'2 sophomore, Evan Springer. He's the leading scorer on this team, at least active player, at 11.6. per contest. Also, Stephen Whistler, a 6'3 sophomore, a 6'3 senior, Dom Particelli, and a 6'5 sophomore, Ryan Harmer. For Middletown, they will start their leading scorer, Ryan Hughes, 17.5 points a game. He is a 6'4 junior, also a 5'9 junior, Tyre Mills. He averages 7.1 per game. Then Luke Marakovich, a 5'10 senior, and Chris Plummer, a 6'3 junior. They both average 13.1 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the Raiders is their all-utility player, Trey Leach, 5'10 junior. He averages 8.6 points per game and plays much taller usually than his 5'10 frame. We'll take Another timeout as we'll have the national anthem here. When we come back, it'll be tip-off time. Middletown and Eastern York. Back after this on the Fager Finger Miner here, Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
CME Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of the Middletown Swim Club.
Vasteen's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vasteen's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vasteen's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
We're back at Middletown High School Gymnasium. John Wilsbach, DeMar Parker, Tim Neville. And for the play-by-play, here's Steve Leedy.
All right, thank you very much, John, as we will have at center circle Dom Particelli and Chris Plummer to tip it up, and it is controlled by Eastern York. It goes to Caleb Corwell, who was a late change in the starting lineup. He starts in the place of Ryan Harmer. As he'll have the ball, Corwell, top of the key, looks for Henice at the foul line. Down low, Particelli, back out, three-point attempt. That's no good by Whistler. Rebound in the corner by Plummer. Here come the Raiders. For their first possession of the ball game, it's Trey Leach at midcourt. Comes over to Tyre Mills on the left side. Back over the right to Leach, looking for the alley-oop. Backside for Hughes, but it was off the mark, off the backboard in Eastern York. Comes away with the basketball. Henice goes over. Springer for three. That's off the mark. Rebound. Grabbed by Plummer. And he'll control for the Raiders.
And Eastern immediately retreats. They're playing a 2-3 zone or 2-1-2, depending how they match up out there on the floor.
Marakovic over to the right. Right corner is Hughes. Marakovic baseline. Jumper good. 2-0 Middletown. Eastern York with a basketball. Springer across midcourt. Comes over to Corwell at center circle. Corwell with the dribble down to the right wing. Comes back out Springer, and we are going to have a foul called against Eastern York. That is going to be Henice. Is it Henice or Springer? They're going to get Henice on the screen. Springer had the ball, but Henice picks up the foul. His first Middletown basketball. It'll be Marakovic into the front court. Comes over to Mills. Now down to Hughes in the left corner. Comes back out to Marakovic. Over to Leach. Back to Marakovic. Back over to Leach right. Now right corner is Mills. Bounce pass to Leach. Driving inside. Trying to dump it off. But it's going to be stolen away by Particelli. But Leach steals it right back. Out to Mills. 4-3. Got it.
Wide open. No one around him. Just kick it out to him. We've seen that different times this season when he's open out there getting smooth shots.
And there is Marakovic stealing it away after Corwell slipped, and then Marakovic gave it right back.
Yeah, he wanted to do the two-hand shuffle forward and instead threw it right to Eastern. Just a little bit higher. Would have lobbed over the head, and Hughes would have had an easy insider.
But Eastern New York basketball, 6 minutes to play first quarter, 5-0 Middletown. Springer across midcourt. They'll go over to Particelli. Now it's Corwell. Over to Whistler. Pass to Springer, was knocked away and stolen away. Hughes up court, Leach to the bucket, up and good. 7-0 Middletown. And a timeout will step out as well. 5:44 left to play in the first quarter. Middletown 7, Eastern New York nothing. Back after this from the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Seven up in Middletown early here in the first quarter. 5:44 left to play in the opening frame. Eastern York with the basketball out of the timeout. In the backcourt, that is going to be Corwell. He'll bring it up the floor, bounce pass to Springer. Springer back to Corwell. Corwell will dribble to the foul line. Now circles back around, a lot of hands around him. He doesn't know where to go. Now finally gets a pass off. And nice over to Springer. Looks underneath. Nice cut on the back door there for Whistler, and he puts it up and in. Eastern York is on the board, 7-2.
And now Eastern will try to do a full court press. Plummer just missed his man on that. Just got a step behind.
Mills into the front court, left side, left corner. Leach, Hughes, high post. He'll take the jumper in and out. Rebound by Eastern York. Springer up court. Whistler hands it off. Back to Springer. He'll drive down to the baseline. Gets down low. No good. Rebound. Hughes comes away with it. Dribbles through the traffic. Now he'll get hammered by Springer trying to get through the mess.
And how many times this season have we seen Hughes get hammered? And mostly on taking charges. And that's one thing you always worry about with him, having that injury during the football season. Came back from that, is fine. But you always kind of hold your breath when you see him going down hard to the floor and right there kind of getting tripped up.
Mills will inbound the ball. Marakovic has the top of the key. Goes over to Leach. Again, still a 2-3 zone. Marakovic left corner for three. That is short. It's an air ball. Rebound by Eastern York. Koenig will bring it up. Jimmy Koenig into the game for the first time. Springer goes back. Whistler will try three. It's good. Steven Whistler with all five of Eastern York's points. It is 7-5. Here comes Mills down the lane. He's going to be fouled in the lane.
This is a fresh Middletown team. We saw them struggle a few weeks ago as they hit that heavy part of the schedule. Some tough back-to-back games with Trinity and Milton Hershey. The season ended, and thank goodness for the mid-pens, and they weren't in them. That benefited Middletown. Gave them some days off, get fresh again, get hungry, got a couple scrimmages in, and now they're fresh coming into the playoffs.
Plummer backs up, takes a three, no good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Eastern. And it's going to be Koenig. Up court, Whistler. Back to Koenig. Now it's Particelli. He'll take a deep three. It's good. That was from about 24, 25 feet out, and Eastern has the lead here, 8-7.
Particelli, one of the two senior leaders left after Jared Achterberg went down with that injury.
Marakovic over to Mills. Back to Marakovic. Top of the key. He's left open. He'll take it. This time he got it.
Yeah, went with the air ball a few minutes ago. This time make sure he eyes it up perfectly as Eastern throws it away.
A turnover in Middletown will inbound actually underneath the Eastern basket here. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. 10-8 Middletown with the lead. Winner of this game will play in the late game at Garden Spot on Monday. There's an open three from Marakovic off the inbound. That's no good. Rebound is Particelli of Eastern York. Down court, Springer. And Mills bumps into him. He's going to pick up his first foul.
Yeah, not a good foul to pick up. Didn't need to bump him. stay with him going down that right side of the floor. Instead, just decided he wanted to lean the body in.
Particelli to get the basketball inbounds. Give it to Springer in the right corner. Comes out to the wing. Out to Whistler. Now it goes to Koenig. Particelli. Back to Koenig. Koenig on the left wing. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out. Springer open for three. He'll take it again. He got it.
And Mills left him alone. He's got to stay in his face. And instead he backed off inside the three-point arc. Left him alone a little bit and couldn't get back to him in time.
11-10. There's Hughes. Foul line. Jumper short. Follows the rebound. Knocks it to Truesdale. Out to Marakovic for three. That's off the mark. And a rebound. We will have a foul. That's going to be Hughes' second foul, I think.
And he's upset with himself. He doesn't need that foul.
Yep, that's going to be number two on Ryan Hughes. So Eastern York survived the 7-0 barrage for Middletown to start this game.
And they rallied for eight straight.
And now they've hit some shots from the outside, give them a little confidence, and now they got Middletown's arguably their best player on the bench with two fouls. Trevor Seitz inbounds. Koenig cross midcourt for Eastern. Hand it off to Whistler. Whistler over to Springer. Now left side, left corner. Koenig back top of the key. Seitz will try the three. That's back of the iron. Rebound. Mills had it but lost it. Comes back out to Springer for three. No good. Rebound. Plummer in good position. Knocks it to Truesdale, but he gets it tipped, and I think it hit underneath the basket.
Hit the backside of the backboard when he tried passing it by an Eastern player, so therefore the possession goes back to Middletown.
And Trevor Seitz knocked it up into the apparatus, so Middletown out of bounds here as Leach will have it in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, bounce pass down to Truesdale in the right corner. He'll come back out of the front court to Leach. Now it's Truesdale. Mike Mattis getting set to check in for Middletown. It's going to be Leach in the corner, out to Marakovic, to Mills, over to Truesdale in the right corner. Now Mills along the baseline, comes out, Marakovic dribbles to the foul line, in trouble, gives it over to Truesdale, fakes the three, drives in, now back out to Mills, almost threw it over his head. Mills left wing, out to Plummer.
Well, they're not getting an offensive flow right now, partly because Hughes isn't in there.
Leach, Marakovic.
This is a fast-shifting Eastern York zone.
They get it inside, Leach going to the bucket, and he's going to have that one raked out of bounds by DeMonte Martin.
Knights are doing a nice job quickly picking up the man. No matter where that pass is going to, if it gets near the paint, they're doubling down quickly, forcing Middletown to kick it back outside, and then they've already got someone back in their face.
Now it's pass gets to Leach. Now it's Plummer out in your center circle. Over to Marakovic, right wing. He'll dribble in from the wing, kicks it over. Mills open in the corner for three. He'll take it no good off the back of the iron. Rebound is controlled by Eastern. It's going to be Seitz in the backcourt. He's in trouble, but he'll get it off to Martin. Into the front court. Passes over to Koenig. Koenig dribbles right down the lane. Floats it up. That's no good. Rebound is still being fought for. Finally, Plummer picks it up. Up court, Mills. Cherry picking to the bucket. Up and good. Early release from Mills. And everybody was caught up in the traffic trying to pick up the ball. And when Middletown came out with it, Mills was all alone at the other end of the floor. Here comes Springer. Now it is Seitz on the right wing. He'll dribble in from there. Kicks it over. Whistler for three. That is good. Steven Whistler with two threes in the first quarter here. It is 14-12 Eastern.
Just a sophomore, but again, he's getting open and getting good looks.
Rakovic into the front court. Top of the key. Now goes over to Mills. Mills to Plummer. He'll jack the three. It's good.
And he didn't even look like he was set. He just kind of came out. As soon as he passed it, he just turned and shot it.
There's a pass, and Mills comes over and affects it. It's stolen away, at least momentarily. Now Mills is going to be called with a foul, trying to rake that ball away. And Tyrus just got to calm down.
Yeah, that's two on him now.
Yeah.
Look, this team is interchangeable. They don't have a lot of depth. But when you can put a Truesdale and a Mattis back in there, you're in good shape. Every now and then they'll go with Sprecher if they need some big on the inside. But you know, you're looking at the main core seven that they're using.
So Eastern New York with a basketball, trailing by a point here with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Going to be Springer across midcourt. Penice. In the front court, comes across to Particelli on the near side. Trying to get it to Springer. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Now it's Seitz. He'll have an open path into the lane, and Mattis will block the shot. Gets it up to Plummer. He's got to throw it from midcourt, and it's well over the backboard. We'll take timeout after one quarter. It is Middletown 15, Eastern York 14. Back after this in the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Start of the second quarter as Middletown leads 15-14. Raiders with the ball to start the second.
And not an uncommon start for Middletown, Steve.
Hughes gets it high off the window, and he'll put it in. His first field goal. All five starters for Middletown have scored. It's 17-14 Raiders.
We've seen a lot of games this season with Middletown. That first quarter, a feel-out thing. Get used to it. Start the running going. By the second half, they're in a groove.
And he's trying to back his way through Marakovic, and they call him for the travel. Yeah, they're going to be a travel or an offensive foul.
Yeah, he had that elbow lifted up a little bit, didn't he? Kind of cranking it back.
Yeah. But regardless, the end result is Middletown has the basketball. It's Mills in the backcourt as Hughes and Mills back in there with the two fouls they picked up in the first quarter. The starting five back in there for Middletown. Plummer in the right corner. Hughes, mid-block, jumper off the window again and good. Hughes has found his spot here in the second quarter, 19-14.
And he knows how to play without fouling. So now he knows he's got two on him. Play offense, play moderate defense.
Seitz and ice. Now it is to Particelli. He'll take a mid-range jumper. It's good. Particelli with five for Eastern. It's 19-16, Raiders by three. Marakovic crosses midcourt. Has it, top of the key. Off the screen, goes over to the right side, still with the dribble. On the right side, now comes out to the top of the key. Sends Mills over to the right, instead passes to the left to Leach. Top of the key, Marakovic will take the deep three. It is good, his second three. Now Middletown with four made three-pointers in the ballgame to match Eastern's four, and it's 22-16 Raiders. Seitz up the floor, crosses midcourt, Springer gets it poked away, Leach has it loose on the floor, it was picked up momentarily by Particelli, but Middletown comes away with it now, Leach going to the bucket, and it is going to be a blocking foul as the plant was late. Henice sold it really well, he went down real hard, but he was there late.
Yeah, he was backpedaling, he was trying to get in position, Henice just never had that position. Great quick pass up and hustle. There's an opportunity there possibly for a left side pass from Leach over to his left, but realized it was kind of cut off. Take it right to the bucket strong.
Leach at free throw line. First shot, no good.
Where he struggled all season.
Yeah.
You know, averaging half made. And, we had some games where he was worse than others and some games where he was better than others.
Let's put it this way. Marakovic is 82%. Ryan Hughes is 76%. As a team, they're 59%. That's all you can say. Leitz makes the second one. 23-16, Raiders by 7 here with 6:10 up to play in the first half. It will be Particelli. He'll hand it off. Almost lost it. Was Bernstein. Comes over to Seitz. Seitz goes top of the key to Corwell. Now his pass is tipped and stolen away. Here goes Plummer, and he is going to be reached in on by Particelli. On the backside, only the fifth foul of the half.
Now they caught a couple of those knick-knack ones on Hughes and Mills, getting the reach-ins, and right there you had to get Particelli on it.
Rebound pass gets to Marakovic. 5:50 to go in the first half here. Middletown by 7, 23-16. It's Trey Leach looking in underneath. Hughes off the window, too strong. Rebound Particelli. And he's looking for the outlet. Gets it to Seitz. Seitz up the floor. Goes over to Bernstein. He'll take a jumper on the run. That's no good. Rebound tipped and controlled somehow by Martin. Good play there. Throws a pass through the traffic. Gets it to Seitz over on the right side. Back out. Martin will try a pass, and there's going to be a foul called underneath against Leach.
And the crowd really thought it was a quick whistle as Leach came in from behind and swatted that one. Now, a lot of these Blue Raiders, they remember last season down at Eastern. They felt like they got kind of a hose job there down the stretch. Marakovic kind of felt as if he didn't have his best game. Hughes wanted that ball there at the end of the contest. Now these guys remember last year in the playoffs. They want this game against this Eastern team who went to the finals and lost.
Second shot is good. Did he make them both? I thought he did.
Thought so.
Did he miss the first one? He did miss the first one? Okay. So it's 23-17. Marakovic goes over to Leach. Now it's Hughes. Mid-block. He will fight his way through the traffic. Tries the shot. That's no good. Rebound Eastern. Up court. Seitz stops. Pulls the trigger from downtown. It is good from the left wing. Trevor Seitz's first bucket is a three. And it's 23-20. Mills goes over to Marakovic. Back over to Mills. Marakovic down to Leach in the corner. Back out to Mills, top of the key. Hughes left side, left corner, Marakovic. He'll dribble it out to the wing. Now it's Mills at the top. Over to Hughes, corner, jumper, got it. Three-pointer for Ryan Hughes in the right corner, 26-20. Raiders lead is six.
Stayed patient, near corner, saw nothing open. Ball was being worked around, finished it over on the opposite side.
Particelli hands it off to Seitz. Now over to Whistler. They get it down low. Martin will try the shot from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound tipped out by Mattis, but it's to an Eastern York player. Seitz gets it on the left wing. He'll drive into the paint. Forces it up somehow. Gets it to roll over the front of the rim and through.
Yeah, got that forward bounce.
Marakovic trapped in trouble. Now he needs to... Well, I was going to say he needs to call timeout.
Yeah, he does.
It's almost as if he tried to throw it out of bounds off of an arm or a leg and ended up hitting it himself.
Yeah, Eastern trapping. He hits the ball just across midcourt, caught on that front corner, and made the mistake, one, stopping right there, two, not calling the timeout, or three, throwing it off the leg.
So Eastern York gets it off the turnover. Seitz, Particelli, top of the key. Over to Seitz. Looking inside for Springer. Back out to Seitz. He'll take the three again. That is no good. Rebound, though, controlled by Whistler. He'll put it back up. No good. Rebound backside. No good. And Plummer cleans the glass for the Raiders. Up court, Leach. And he's going to get it poked away. It's going to have to be Eastern ball if they don't call a foul. It's the right call because Leach touched it last. But the home crowd would be more upset that there wasn't a foul call.
It was a close one. He had the hands on it, hit. Who had the touch last?
I'd be more upset that there was no foul called.
Yeah.
I thought it went off of Leach. He was further down the court, so it had to go off of him last. So Eastern has the basketball. Seitz in the backcourt being harassed by Mills. They set up a moving pick. That's not called. It goes over to Koenig. Tries to fire a pass underneath. Hits the underside of the rim, and Leach comes away with it. Leach brings it down, and he's going to be fouled by Koenig. And it's going to be foul number six, so not a shooting situation here. Middletown will get it inbounds. here in the front court as Hughes will check back in after getting a short breather.
The coach Sattell stayed fairly calm in this game, sitting on the bench, but that moving pick that you mentioned just moments ago, boy, he was up and he was yelling. And you've got to be able to, that was a clear violation. You cannot block your dribbler, or block for your dribbler, and that's what was going on.
Manis, Plummer, left corner. Plummer looking. Leach, back over to Plummer. Open for three, he'll take it. He got it again.
He's feeling it.
It's Plummer with the three. It's 29-22. Raider lead is 7, biggest of the game. Here goes Koenig to the bucket. Now kicks it over. Three-point attempt. That's no good by Whistler. And Middletown gets the rebound. It's Leach, left side. Hughes, left corner, three. Short, rebound, and Hughes is bumped to the floor. Nothing called. Koenig will go over to Whistler down in the corner, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Truesdale got a hand on it.
Well, you got to give this Eastern York team credit. They lose their main big man this season, playing with a lot of young guys, and they're still hanging in there. Yeah, they've lost their last five games, but they're ready for this one.
Ball gets inbound. There's a shot by Corwell. That's going to be swatted away. Manis gets the block. Truesdale with the rebound up court. Leach, Truesdale. Back over to Leach. Back to Truesdale, top of the key. Over to Plummer on the left side. Baseline is Manis. Back out Truesdale, top of the key. He'll take the three. That's no good. Rebound by Eastern. That's Springer. And he'll get it up court. Corwell, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Truesdale.
Again, I go back to Eastern York playing a defensive zone, 2-3 zone, but they're very quick with it. And the way you beat zones, quick passes. Keep the ball fluid and keep moving. When you get it, stop and figure you're going to dribble, all you're doing is allowing their defense to set up. You've got to keep that ball moving around. They're very quick to adjust on each pass and moving the body around.
Seitz gets it inbound to Springer. Springer across midcourt working against Plummer. Pushes him away, and the official right there will call the offensive foul on Evan Springer. And the Middletown fans sarcastically appreciative of that.
I thought Plummer sold it well, too. It was contact. I didn't think it was excessive contact, but it was enough that allowed him to go backwards, be off balance, and take the fall.
29-22, Raiders lead by 7 here. 100 seconds to go in the first half. Hughes, right wing. Back cut for Plummer in the corner for three. No good. Rebound. Rakovich has it fall into his hand. Comes over to Mills. Back to Rakovich. Back to Mills on the left. Manis at the foul line. Back to Rakovich. Dribbling over on the right wing. Comes back out towards center circle. Minute 15 on the clock. Hughes, right corner. Rakovich cutting inside. Tries the jumper. That's no good. Manis the rebound. Put back up and in.
Great rebound with flying underneath, was in the right position, stretched the arms out, hauled it in, and put it right back up off the glass.
John Rieker calls timeout. They had trouble getting it inbounds. We'll take it as well. 1 minute left to play in the second quarter. Middletown 31, Eastern New York 22. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Mark out of the timeout. With the basketball, it's going to be Particelli, top of the key. We'll hand it off to Springer. 31-22, Middletown with a lead here. 40 seconds left in the first half. Whistler looks for Corwell. Now it's Seitz, top of the key. Gives it to Springer. Looks like they're going to play for one here. Corwell out near center circle. 25 on the clock. Mills is laying off. He'll just have the ability to just hold it as long as he wants to. Middletown appreciative of the defensive pressure here on the home side. Now back comes Springer. He'll get it at midcourt. Almost shuffled the feet. Bumps into and runs over Hughes. Whistler tries a three. That's no good. Rebound. Loose underneath. Corwell gets it. Mattis blocks it. Mills will fire it to the other end of the court at the buzzer. But that is no good. So we have reached halftime. Our score at the break. It is Middletown 31, Eastern York 22. Back with a halftime show after this. Here in the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
On Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown home.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With Kids in Mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With Kids in Mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Welcome back, Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Leedy, John Wilcock here at halftime as Middletown leads Eastern York here 31-22 in the District 3 Quad A boys quarterfinal matchup. Don't forget we've got basketball for you tomorrow night. Our Tim Neville, Owen Hederer will be down at Southwestern High School. That's down below Hanover. That's Middletown and DeLone Catholic, a girls district semifinal game. Again, that will start at 6:30.
And real quick, Steve, in 5A, Milton Hershey leading Palmyra 39-30 at the half.
We'll have to see if we can get any of the other 4A scores that are going on here tonight a little later on. But let's look at the stats from this one in the first half. Leading the way for Eastern York, Stephen Whistler, he's got 9. Don Particelli, Trevor Seitz each with 5. Evan Springer has a 3. For Middletown, leading the way is Luke Marakovich with 8, Chris Hughes with 7, Chris Plummer with 6, Mills with 5, Leach with 3, and Mike Mattis with 2. Players in the game with more than one foul, Rice Henice and Evan Springer each have 2 for Eastern. For Middletown, Ryan Hughes and Tyre Mills both have 2. Rebounding stats in the first half, 14-13 edge for Eastern York. A couple blocks for Middletown, 1 for Eastern York, 10 turnovers for Eastern York, and 6 for Middletown. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. We'll be joined by Hunter Landis of the Middletown football team. Again, our score at halftime here is Middletown 31, Eastern York 22. Back after this from the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home, the Raiders Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Welcome back. We are at halftime. Middletown leading Eastern New York 31-22 in boys playoff basketball. We'll be back with action in just a little bit. Halftime show. We welcome Hunter Landis, Middletown football star, with us here at halftime. And first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what a way to celebrate a birthday, coming out to a basketball game, huh?
Yeah. I love watching these games.
Well, did you play basketball at all growing up?
I played little dribblers when I was young, but that was about it.
Yeah. I get the feeling you and Brady Fox would be the same. You just go out there and plow some people over.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your season this year. You had a great season. First, have you recovered? Is the body all rested again?
Yes. The body is healed. I've been taking time off. I've just been lifting light and easy, getting recovered. I'm feeling good now. Yeah.
You were down the stretch. I mean, you were a beast, but you were playing injured, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. At one point, it was like the Notre Dame game. Yeah, my back gave out during that one.
Oh.
I had to get an epidural shot in my back so I could play the next game. Yeah.
Oh, those are painful. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
What was your favorite game of the season that you played in?
My favorite game?
Anyone stand out where you just loved annihilating the poor offense on the other team?
It had to be the Steelton game. The Steelton game was my favorite one. Yeah, there was some bad blood there. I liked it.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Talking to Hunter Landis here for a couple minutes at halftime. But you guys had, you know, defensively, one of the most awesome defenses I have seen since watching Middletown football from, you know, the early 70s. And everybody just seemed to be on the same page and clicking out there.
Oh, yeah. Ever since Coach Ortiz, I have to give Coach Ortiz some credit. That man has a great defense. And we all learn our part. Once we all knew what we were doing, it's like, we're like a machine. We just keep rolling. Everyone's got their job, you know?
Yeah, and, of course, J.J. Ortiz, a former WMSS member. I have to throw that in. Defensive coordinator for the Blue Raiders. And before I let you go, I know some guys have already announced where they're going, but you just want to take some time off. What are you going to be doing?
I'm actually going to Penn Tech for construction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, up in Williamsport.
Yeah. I'm doing residential construction, yeah.
Very nice. I know a lot of people who have gone up there. And in fact, our Dan Magaro, who does our Facebook, has gone up there. And nice little area there. And you can go visit, who's going to Lycoming? One of our players.
Ethan.
So you get to go see him, or just down the road a little bit, 30 minutes? You can see the guys at Lock Haven.
We all talked about that stuff, yeah.
Do you think that there is a chance, or is the door possibly open, that while you're at Penn Tech, you might get the bug to continue on or transfer to another school and get back into football?
I don't know. As of now, I'm trying to play it safe and looking for my future, just looking out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I do miss the sport.
Well, you had a successful and great career here, and this year's team. It was fun to watch you out there just destroying people and eating them up. Tim, did you have any questions?
Watching this, obviously, this basketball team, since we're on a basketball game, going to districts and seeing how you guys run, is it exciting to see another team feel success into the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I love it. I love watching this. Watching some of the guys from the football team, it's exciting. I like being a part of it.
Well, we're so glad you're stopping by. Go get yourself a birthday cake somewhere. I don't know where. If we would have known, we would have gotten you one. But glad we didn't, because now we saved a few bucks.
So, all right.
Hunter Landis, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Hunter Landis with us here at halftime. We're going to step out Our score, 31-22, Middletown leading Eastern York. Back with the second half, and we return after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, Tim Neville, and DeMar Parker at halftime. Terrence Jefferson, our studio producer, 31-22, Middletown leading Eastern. Blue Raiders' first playoff game here. They got to sit out that first round because of such a high seed. Steve, I really think, and you and I have seen them a lot this season, I think they just pretty much felt these guys out, saw what they had, see what they have to do in the second half, and I think we're going to see things open up here in the second half. I really do.
I think that is a good possibility of happening. Eastern York was able to bury some outside shots. So look for Middletown to maybe clamp down on that a little bit here in the second half as they hit an open cutter to the bucket. Bryce Henice for his first bucket to start this second half. That was a nice play to start this second half for Eastern York. 31-24, Raiders lead by 7. Tyre Mills in the front court on the left side. It's over for Plummer, now back to Leach, back near midcourt. Leach with the dribble. Looks like Eastern York has dropped into a man-to-man here.
Yeah, but they're not coming out too far, almost a matchup.
Now Leach gets a little bit of pressure, has to dribble to the top of the key, hits Mills at the elbow, bounce pass into Marakovich, back out Plummer, he'll take the three, that's off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by Particelli.
I'm surprised they came out with that man-to-man, because I thought they were doing fairly well with the zone and how they were treating Middletown.
Mix it up a little bit. Middletown, of course, will be man-to-man. Bounce pass goes to Henice, left wing. Henice hands it off to Springer. Looks inside for Particelli to the bucket. No good. Rebound Plummer. Will clean the glass for the Raiders.
He's been cleaning the glass nicely here in this game thus far. He's been taking the role of the inside big man.
Mills outside on the left side. Bounce pass to Plummer. Top of the key. Comes over to Leach on the right wing. Mills at the elbow. Bounce pass, entry pass into Hughes, and he gets fouled from behind by Whistler, who picks up his second.
Steven Whistler right there on him. They're bumper to bumper. Hughes kind of pushing that rear end back, trying to keep him pushed back a little bit. And you got the reach in on Whistler.
Bounce pass gets to Hughes. He goes into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. This is going to be before the shot. Foul is on Whistler again, his third.
He knew that he was close to trying to get that shot off in time. Maybe get him a shooting foul, but not fast enough.
Tyre Mills gets it into, well, he got it right into Particelli, who stole it away. And Eastern will bring it up the floor. Corwell, bounce pass over to Whistler, left wing. Top of the key, that's Springer. He'll take the three. That's no good. Rebound. Plummer does a nice job tipping it out to Leach. Here comes Trey Leach, cross midcourt, top of the key, going down the lane, cuts it back to Hughes, top of the key for three, it's good. Hughes with 10 as he rattles that one home in Middletown, up by 10 for the first time in the ballgame.
The Raiders will put the pressure on full court now.
There is a loose ball on the floor, picked up by Mills, going to the bucket, and he gets it swatted from behind, but he gets fouled. Going to the bucket.
Strong move. See, Coach Sattel going out and checking on Chris Plummer, who was diving for a ball there at midcourt. A little worried about him. Doesn't want him being hurt. They'll have him sit down. Doesn't want him playing right now, and he'll get looked at by trainer Sue. Not sure. I didn't see how awkward he went down.
Yeah, they're going to march him right back into the, at least the underneath area here.
They may be checking him for a concussion protocol as he bashed his head on the back of the...
That's what I'm starting to think, too, yeah.
So Tyre Mills at the line, shooting two. First shot is good.
Which, for Middletown, even if he would have a concussion, they would be able to wait the 3 days and still be able to apply him in the next game.
Next game would be on Monday.
First shot from Mills was good. Second one on the way. That one is good as well. 36-24, Raiders lead by 12 with 5:45 to play in the third. Corball cross midcourt with a pass to Particelli. Out Springer. Springer will drive baseline, and Mattis will block that one off the backcourt. Here comes Hughes, up court, Leach, bounce pass, Mrogovic to the bucket, it's good.
Quick on the fast break, nice bounce passes. Mattis coming in, playing the big role since Plummer's out. Another swat, what is that, number four for him in this game? Whew.
38-24, biggest lead of the game. There's Mrogovic knocking a pass away. Here comes Mills exploding in front of everyone to the bucket, it's good. And it's going to be a timeout by Eastern York. We'll step out as well. 5:10 left to play in the third quarter. Middletown 40, Eastern York 24. Back after this for the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
5:10 left in the third quarter. Middletown leads Eastern York 40-24. Winner goes on to Garden Spot on Monday night. 8 o'clock is the tip-off of that one. The expected teams that will play there, the first game will be the other 4A semifinal, which should be Bishop McDevitt and Lancaster Catholic if they both win tonight. And Middletown's expected opponent will be the one seed, Burke's Catholic, should both of those teams win. Eastern not done, though, although it's got a tall task here as they're down 16, and there is an over and back into the backcourt. It went, Seitz grabbed it, and Middletown basketball.
And the Raiders coming out in the second half like I envisioned they would. Picked up the intensity a little bit more, a little tighter on the defense, and starting to cause some turnovers, taking it right to the bucket.
Rakovic to Mattis. Down low, shot by Leach. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Fights and tries to put it back up. Gets it back to Mills for three. That's no good. Leach again gets the rebound. Back out to Mrogovic. He'll take the three. Banks it off the window and good.
Now he's at a few feet further than what he normally is. And yeah, I guess he decided to put a little extra oomph on it and bank it in.
Driving to the bucket is Whistler, and Mattis goes for the block and instead body checks him.
Yeah, little body check. Let him bring it to you and go vertical, but don't lean into the body trying to swat it. You start getting those swats, man, it feels so good. When that ball leaves the hand of another player and you're just smacking it back the opposite way or back into their face, you know, he's not going to give you a lot of offense. He's going to give you defense, but to give you that defense, he's got to have the blocks in a game to really make that difference, and he's done that tonight.
Whistler, first shot good, second shot no good. Middletown, the rebound. By the way, Bishop McDevitt playing Littlestown tonight. Last score I got, end of the first, 20-0, McDevitt.
Oh.
Hughes, top of the key. Comes over to Leach. Leach goes to Mattis, elbow, jumper, good. First points, or rather, that's 4 points now for Mattis. 45-25. The lead is 20 for the Raiders. Bounce pass up court. Hughes sees it coming, bats it away, and steals it. Here comes Ryan Hughes to the bucket, up and good.
They're too much now, and Eastern realizes that they're just kind of being played with in the first half.
Sights in the backcourt for Eastern. He'll come up court, Particelli. He'll go over to Whistler. He'll try the long three. That's no good. Rebound. Mattis was there defensively, but lost it out of bounds as Particelli got under him, and Mattis ends up knocking it out.
Raiders kind of like an alley cat, man. Just taking that mouse in the first half, just kind of beating it around just a little bit, seeing what it's going to do, where it's going to go, and then in the second half, just coming out and crushing it.
Here's a shot by Martin, and he's going to be knocked to the floor.
So you got Plummer, who's still back with the trainer. And you got more minutes now by Madison Truesdale out there. We had Trey Michael on the broadcast recently. Back to the girls game the other night. one of those bench players, talking about his role, saying that one of the things he likes doing is in practice, just getting Luke Marakovich all roused up, getting angry in practice.
Second shot was no good. Ball goes over in the corner, I believe. We're going to say the Whistler stepped on the end line trying to corral the rebound. This is going to be Middletown basketball. 47-25. Raiders in control here by 22. As it will be Mills at center circle for the Raiders. Bounce pass underneath. Hughes to the bucket. No good. Rebound is going to be knocked around. And finally, I think it's going to be a foul of Truesdale.
Yeah. Thought he had the ball, kind of leaned back out as Eastern was grabbing it. Got the body contact made. We're on the air tomorrow night. Middletown girls taking on DeLone. Semifinal action down at Southwestern in Hanover as Mills picks up a foul. And that game, 6:30, our Tim Neville and Owen Hederer will have that broadcast.
And make no mistake about it, Middletown is a big underdog in that game.
Oh, yeah.
DeLone and York Catholic are 1-2, and then looking at it at an honest point of view, there's another 20 points down to the third team, and that's likely Middletown.
Coach Stetler didn't know who he would face if, in fact, he would lose and then make the consolation bracket in the States. And we told him he'd be going up against him and Goretti. He thought we were kidding. It's like, no, nope, that's who you get. Or we'll probably get.
Yeah, as long as Newman Goretti's the class of District 12,
right,
which they should be. We got a foul away from the ball here against Middletown. That Marakovich knocking sights to the floor.
Truesdale.
Oh, Truesdale.
Kind of a success story on the offseason for Eastern coach John Riekert. We'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Having trouble getting it inbound. Finally, they do get it into sights. Now it's going down the lane. It's Martin, and he got whacked, I guess you can say. Was that Alcock?
That was Mattis again.
Or Mattis, yeah, one of the two.
Mattis, if you're going different directions on him, he's having a hard time moving with the body. If you're coming straight on, he's going to get that vertical leap and get those arms up. Coach John Riekert for Eastern York, battling prostate cancer in the offseason, went through his treatments, wanted to start the season, got in a week early, kind of said that got him back into the flow of things and kept his mind off it, and said he had some tests done the other day and a good clean bill of health, so
that's
good
great
news for him.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Middletown. Hughes driving in from the left wing to the bucket. Up and good, and he is fouled.
They'll get one at the line. Ryan Hughes, who went over the 1,000-point mark in Middletown history earlier this season. And look, Middletown's got four of their five starters returning next year. Luke Marakovich, the only one graduating out of the starters as we get a lane violation on the shot.
Hughes missed the free throw, but going to get another here.
I think it was Martin who jumped.
So he makes the three-point play after getting a second whack at it. 50-25. Raiders doubling up the Knights of Eastern York. And he's bringing in the front court is Sykes, top of the key. Particelli, he'll drive down the lane. Shot is going to be blocked, but a foul is going to be called again on Mattis.
And this is where Mattis, the senior, you know, has got to learn to control the body when he's going up for blocks. And he's picked up some quickies now. That's where Kobe Sprecher is going to come in. And Sprecher, we've seen, do a nice job this season, taking up some inside room, playing the body strong on the inside, but we've also seen him become a foul out artist a couple times really quick in games.
Oh, 2:12 left to go in the third here, so he's got 10 minutes and 12 seconds to do it. First shot was good, second shot also good for Dom Particelli. 50-27. Raider lead is 23. Hughes across midcourt to Truesdale. Bounce pass to Sprecher. Back to Marakovic. Marakovic will circle back out between the rings now. Drops to center circle. Now will drive down. Fakes the drive down to left. Back out to Hughes. Sprecher at the elbow over to Marakovic. Marakovic left side. Truesdale takes the three. That's off the mark, but the rebound goes to Hughes, who's all alone in the right corner. Hughes dribbles it out, gives it to Truesdale, back to Marakovic, reset the offense, take time off the clock. Marakovic, Truesdale, Truesdale to Sprecher. It's Hughes, 17-foot jumper, back of the iron, no good, rebound, tipped around, finally grabbed by Eastern York. As Particelli gets the rebound, up court to Springer. Whistler, Springer, Particelli fakes the three, kicks it over sights. He'll take the three. That is good. And a timeout taken by Eastern will step out as well. 107 left to play in the third quarter. It's Middletown 50, Eastern York 30. Back after this in the Fager Finkenbottom Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School, and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Middletown out of the timeout. Chris Plummer back in. Good to see him back in there for Middletown. So his injury was not bad enough to keep him out the rest of the game, especially considering Middletown's up by 20.
Yeah, I think it was just a precautionary checkup on him.
But Middletown just trying to use up the last minute of the third quarter here as Plummer with it. Passes it off to Sprecher. They're just out in the front court here by the midcourt stripe. Truesdale with it. Over to Marakovic. Marakovic near center circle. Will drive to the wing. Now circles back around. 18 to go in the quarter. Truesdale, center circle. Hands it off to Ryan Hughes. Expect him to be the trigger man here with 10 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass Marakovic. Right wing. Off a screen. Into the paint. Tries to pass it over to Hughes. Long three. Thrown up front of the iron. No good. Marakovic gets the rebound but can't get a shot off at the buzzer. We'll take timeout. We've played three. Our score after three. It's Middletown 50, Eastern York 30. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Highspire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
The number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
Welcome back. One quarter left here from Middletown High School Gymnasium here tonight. The Raiders well in control of this one, 50-30. As Tyre Mills gets the inbounds pass here to start this fourth quarter. To the top of the key goes Mills. Tries to hit Hughes, cut to the bucket, but the pass was too far in front of him. And we'll just say it's incomplete.
Good third quarter, though, Steve. Middletown picked up the pace. A lot better defense, making some shots, going to the bucket.
Now there's Leach knocking it away. It's loose. Hughes picks it up over in the corner, saves it from going out of bounds and into the hands of Springer, though. And there's a pass that's telegraphed, and Mills steps in front of it, gets it poked away, and they're going to say it went off of Mills.
I like Hugh's save over in the corner. I don't know if he's trying to practice to be the center for the football team next year or not, but he kind of hiked it back from the corner to no one, of course, for Middletown.
7:34 to play. Middletown by 20. Koenig into the front court. There's some room, but nothing called. Pass over. That is to Carter Hinkle. He puts it in for his first bucket of the game for Eastern. 50-32. And Mills and Hennice are going to get into it a little bit as they tried to. Hennice tried to rip the ball away from Mills after the whistle had been blown, and Mills kind of took offense to that. And Mills wisely walked away.
Yeah, kept his cool, looked at the ref, and pointed back with his something like, hey, man, it wasn't me. I'm walking away from it. The official did talk to him.
Rakovic underneath. Hughes, reverse layup, up and good.
Yeah, just too strong underneath. Particelli just could not contain him.
Jimmy Koenig bringing it up the court for the Golden Knights. Mills almost tipped that one away, but it's loose now because Mills got it. Gets it to Mills. Now it's Mrakovic underneath, and his shot was blocked from behind. We've got a foul underneath.
No, I think that when the ball popped over to Koenig, his foot was on the out-of-bounds line.
You're right. No foul was called.
And up here at midcourt, I didn't think Mills had established himself when he got that save at midcourt either. Or
no,
pass.
I wasn't sure of that either.
Yeah.
Now I have a foul on Hinkle, his second. Trey Leach to the line.
A little scrappy here early in the fourth. The Raiders in control up by 20.
Leach's first shot is no good.
And up by 20, I feel like Eastern is kind of now feeling a little annoyed. They're down by 20 with 6:25. They see their chances and hopes of staying into this game slowly fading away.
Yeah, they're pressing.
Second shot, no good. Rebound by Plummer, up and in, and he's fouled.
Oh, and he does it with authority. You know, he followed up the miss, just banked it up mid-air, gets fouled, gives that look like, yeah, I sat too long in the third, now I'm back. Hey, and here's the thing with Middletown. You know, they'll go to the semifinals on Monday, play at Garden Spot. During their timeout the last couple weeks, they scrimmaged Garden Spot at Garden Spot. So a court that they are now recently familiar with.
That's a smart move. Once you see the brackets, you know where you're going to play. So
yeah,
if you can get a chance to scrimmage there, that's a good thing. Here's a three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Hennice underneath. He puts it up and in for Eastern, 54-34. Raider lead is 20 with 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth. No question, it's going to be a different beast that Middletown's going to have to deal with on Monday night, though. Birch Catholic is a well-sounded team as Hughes gets it to Mrakovic in the paint. No good. Rebound. Leach trying to tip it back, but can only get it part of the way out. And Nolan Rickard able to come away with it, and a foul called.
Yeah, they're going to get Leach on the reach over this time. But every time, and we've seen this all season, the opposing team gets that basketball. There is always one or two hands reaching in somewhere, popping at that ball. Middletown has created so many opportunities and the turnovers underneath that bucket by just those quick reaches, quick slaps, knock the ball out.
Particelli at the line for Eastern. A one-on-one situation here. First shot is good.
Good to see a nice student section tonight for the Middletown Blue Raiders here. Of course, check out our Facebook page at WMSS 91.1 FM. See some of our pictures from tonight's game.
And they are offering a bus for tomorrow night's game for students who want to go. They have 46 seats available, $4 to ride the bus.
Down to Hanover, okay.
Not a bad deal to go down there.
You got that right.
Second shot, Particelli is good, 54-36. Raiders by 18. Middletown with the basketball. It's Tyre Mills in the front court. Goes over to Plummer in the right corner for three. It is good. Plummer's third three of the game is 57-36. Up to a 21-point lead for Middletown. Particelli down to Hinkle. Now it's going to be a foul underneath as Reichard gets it underneath. Foul on Plummer. Nolan Reichard, he is not the son of the head coach. He is the nephew of head coach John Reichard.
And, of course, Eastern's main player, Jared Achterberg, injured with an ACL injury back on January the 9th. You know, this Eastern team was primed to try to make another good run with him. Obviously, without him, they are not the same team.
No. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Middletown, and it's going to be free throws at the other end as they get a quick foul.
And for Middletown, this lead right now feels really good, considering looking back at last year and almost having it and having it in their hands but not getting it.
That was so painful last year, leading that game, and then you have your big man go down, and you know, you're struggling to keep the lead. And we saw some very erratic officiating in that game last year. I remember constantly talking about it. Even the officials were stopping things at times, talking to each other because they didn't know what was going on with their calls. And little extracurricular activity going on that time after the play between Plummer and Nolan Reichard. And I believe Reichard's going to get teed up.
Yep. He does. He gets the tech.
And head coach John Reichard doesn't like it either. Now, last year we saw Middletown come down to shoot a technical shot in that game, and he was out on the floor kind of yelling at our players. And I know Coach Sattel last year did not appreciate that. The fans were yelling about it, but those officials let him get away with it last year. If he doesn't watch it here, he could get a second one.
Mills at the line here. He will shoot.
Sattel seems to be offering his condolences to Coach Rieger, almost feeling that he agrees there shouldn't have been a call there.
Yeah. Yeah, and he may not. It may have just been some incidental contact. The two guys just did a quick little shove, and, you know, instead he got the call, so.
The Mills made his second free throw. Now the technicals for Marakovich. First one is good. Second one is also good.
This has been a great Middletown coaching staff. I'll tell you how hard they've been working all season under the circumstances. Not just Coach Sattel, because you got to remember Matt Kleinfelder had to coach a couple games while Sattel was ill with pneumonia and flu. And then you've got some other guys out there, Coach Coffey and Coach Aaron Lupia. Four guys working hard all season.
Leach, top of the key. Marakovich to the bucket. Shot is swatted. And rebound is controlled by Whistlers. Martin, who got the block for Eastern York. And Ice tries to pass, gets it over. Koenig, now it's loose down in the corner, but it's safe from going out of bounds. And Plummer trying to get it in the middle of the court. Now it's a scrap almost with three players on top of Plummer. And Plummer trying to get up. And these coaches just need to take these players now aside and say, there's 5 minutes left in this game. It's a 25-point game.
Yeah. Eastern's frustrated. They see this game completely away from them. They're not doing anything right at this point. And now they're getting overly ambitious, physical. And right there, Plummer down on the floor with the ball. And, yeah, all but gets tackled by three guys. So Coach Sattel right now has them in the huddle. Tell them, guys, keep the cool. Doing all right. And they have done a great job at staying disciplined despite these circumstances. So you got to give them credit for that.
.511 left to play in the fourth here. 61-36. And again, this is one other thing you got in this game is this Eastern team is very young. The players they have on the floor are mostly freshmen and sophomores. In Middletown, I think they would want to take another maybe minute off the clock and then get the starters out of there.
Well, Plummer was the one who held the ball as he was then being mugged on the floor. So did they call it a jump ball and they're giving possession to Eastern? Or did Plummer call a timeout?
I think they gave Plummer the timeout. They gave Middletown a 30-second timeout in that ordeal.
So it is Middletown ball.
And Eastern here probably feels very much like salt is being poured into the wounds. Middletown obviously up by a sizable lead here.
Important thing for Middletown here is just get some time off the clock and just get out of this game without any further stuff happening out
there.
Yeah, the floor.
Don't need any stupid injuries.
Plummer tries a three. It's good.
Oh, he's just been lightning tonight from the outside.
64-36. Easton with the ball. Here's Henice. Tries a three. That's no good. Rebound tipped up. Hughes comes down with it. He will almost lose it. He does lose it. Knocked to the floor. Martin up court, down into the corner. Here's Springer for three. That's good.
Yeah, and had a charging Mattis going down the corner, jumping up to try to get a piece of it, but that ball was looped up high.
64-39. Middletown by 25. Here's Marakovich in from the left wing. Circles back out. Into the front court, out near center circle. 4:18 left to play. Rockwich down the left side of the lane, tosses it up to Mattis, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Easter.
You get a little sloppy now. You got to get back under control. Just keep working your offense around. Keep the high-pressure defense that we've seen here in the second half. Mills is going to get a break now.
Yep, Leach in, Mills out. Inbounds pass goes to Plummer. Mattis at the elbow. Hughes in the paint, turns around, puts it up, gets hacked. We're going to line to shoot two. Henice gets the foul. It's going to be his third.
This group of guys, we talked in the pregame show, Chris Attell, saying how big it was. You know, many of these guys, four of the five starters are football guys. And being athletes since early August through the football season, the long football season, going right into basketball. And finally, at the end of the regular season, getting a little time off, and you can see that, you know, a little bit more fresh than what we saw when they were really starting to drag against Trinity and Milton Hershey.
And depending on how long this end of season playoff run may last, they may be back into football again.
I don't think it'll go that long. Could be baseball, though.
Hughes misses the first, makes the second. 65-39 is the lead for Middletown. Easton with the basketball. Sites will have his pass knocked away, but going to whistle a foul. Is Trey Leach getting the foul?
Yeah, he had a little grab around Henice and kind of shot around him to knock that ball away. And the official caught the little grab. Eastern York, located in Wrightsville, right down 441, across the river, and there you are.
Bryce Henice on the line. First shot on the way. That is good. 65-40.
Well, certainly the Monday night opponent's going to be a lot tougher, and I am surprised that they're putting all those games here at Garden Spot. That place is going to be packed. It's a nice-sized gym, but still, it's not a ginormous gym.
Shot no good. Rebound, though, by Martin. He'll put it up and in for Eastern. 65-42. Middletown by 23. Hughes, Mattis. Hughes going to the bucket, lays it up and in.
Nice drive from the left side. Little underhand scoop in.
Here's a three-point attempt from Whistler. That's no good. Rebound is going to be foul called on Hughes.
Yeah, he tried coming in a little bit too fast and knocked that rebound to one of his other teammates and made a lot of body contact. But, hey, you know, he started out with a quick two in this game, and he's since settled down. So only three for him. He's fine, especially being this late in the game and Middletown in control.
Hughes has 20 on the evening. Whistler at the line. First shot good. 67-43. Is the score in favor of Middletown. I think it's pretty much at that point where Coach Sattel is going to have to empty the bench here shortly.
Don't forget, fans, I should say businesses, if you want to sponsor Middletown in the playoffs, give us a call at WMSS tomorrow, 948-9136. Looking for sponsors to carry the Blue Raiders through the playoffs, 948-9136 at WMSS. Give us a call tomorrow. We'd love to have you on board, helping us keep the games going.
Yeah, the next two games for Middletown are pretty lengthy road games. Plummer, wild three-pointer, and man, it's going to be over the back here. And now they've got a technical foul. It's going to be called against Easter.
Into the sights. After the foul to Mattis, he was away from the play. I didn't catch what happened on that one.
He grabbed around the back and kind of just shoved our Middletown off of him. and the refs teed him up for that one.
Well, they don't want anything more happening. They've seen how nasty physical this game has become, more so on the side of Eastern, and they want to make sure they keep it under control. So they're assessing. It'll be a foul against Mattis, and that'll give Eastern two shots. No, it won't. And then they'll walk the other end for the technical.
Right.
And the inbound. Am I right on that?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so the double bonus right now for Eastern, so they get to shoot the two on the foul by Mattis. And they'll go to the other end for the technical and then the Middletown inbound.
This is Bryce Henice on the line. First shot is good. We'll have one more here before we go to the other end.
Check out our Facebook page at WNSS 91.1 FM. Make sure you like us if you check us out. We appreciate it. We started doing that during the football playoffs, and quickly the response has grown, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Rakovich will take the technicals for Middletown. Henice missed the second one.
By the way, over at Palmyra, Milton Hershey leading Palmyra by two with 20 seconds left in that game.
Rakovich makes the first, misses the second. And now Middletown will have the basketball out of bounds with 3:10 left to play.
Don't forget, we've got girls action tomorrow night. 6:30, Tim Neville and Owen Hedder will be down in Hanover. Middletown and DeLone.
Hughes in the lane, puts it up, no good, gets it, Ozone rebound. Sprecher almost saves it from going out of bounds, but actually they're going to say it was tipped and out.
It'll be a tough game for the Middletown girls. DeLone and York Catholic have dominated the girls' programs in double A all those years. It's a triple A game as they've moved up, but that's going to be a tough one for the Lady Raiders tomorrow. But hey, who knows? Maybe they can pull the upset.
Rakovich, Hughes, down low to Truesdale, banks it off the glass and good. First points for Truesdale, 70-45. Middletown's lead is 25, and there's a three from Springer, a deep three. It's good. 70-48.
Truesdale knew he was going to pull up, still got out there on him. Hughes getting bumped down crossing midcourt again. People cringe every time Hughes takes that body, goes down hard to the floor. I want to see him get injured, but he's certainly getting scuffed up a little bit tonight.
And of course, he suffered that injury during the football season, broken collarbone.
Uh-huh.
Shot no good at the line. Get one more.
He and Chris Plummer, wide receivers for the Blue Raiders this past season. Mills pretty much too. Just shows you the quickness, the hands, the footwork that they bring to this team.
Second shot is good, 71-48. 33-point lead for Middletown. Eastern will bring it down. Springer is going to get fouled in the act of shooting. Now he'll go to the line to shoot three.
23-point lead.
Oh, sorry, you're right, 23.
I predicted a 20-point win tonight. I don't want you to get too far ahead.
True. Their shot, no good.
Know a lot of fans probably going down the Garden Spot on Monday night. Probably going to hit the Shady Maple Buffet first, which is nearby. I know some fans went down to that scrimmage last week, weren't allowed in the scrimmage, and they're like, well, what do we do now? Well, guess what's right down the street. And they ended up there. Yeah, those scrimmages were closed door. Hughes coming out now. Great game for him. Thomas checks in.
Spring Grove, a winner tonight, a team that beat Middletown tonight, or earlier in the year. 65-63 over Mannheim Central.
We were down for that game, Steve.
Yep. By the way, two of three are good for Springer at the line, and we'll have a foul called. Or is it just knocked out of bounds? It's
knocked out of bounds. Eli Brooks down there at Spring Grove. Middletown losing that one. Had a chance at the end, but couldn't pull it off.
Marakovich in the backcourt. Truesdale up court. Gets to Sprecher. Sprecher is double-teamed. Tries to save it inbounds, but goes into the backcourt. Marakovich has to try to save it there, but cannot.
I don't think he realized he had Thomas moving down in the corner. Instead, just decided to try to throw it back the other way. Middletown going into mop-up mode now. Marakovich, the only one, needs to be out of the game here shortly.
Deep one from Springer again. His range is anywhere here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That was a deep one. Marakovich into the front court. By the way, another final score. Lancaster Mennonite 64, York Catholic 63. That's a triple-A boys game. Game-winning shot for Lancaster Mennonite late in that one. Marakovich out front, double team, passes it off, and now it's going to be tipped into the backcourt, and Koenig going to the bucket, up and good. Jimmy Koenig's first points for Eastern York, 72-54. Middletown in the backcourt. Marakovich crosses the timeline, runs into a double team, and he's going to be fouled by Whistler.
And I believe Milton Hershey has won 75-71 on Palmyra in 5A. This is a 4A game here at Middletown.
Still trying to find the Burks Catholic score, if I can find it. I'm trying. 73-54 as Marakovich hits the first one. Oh, by the way, that Mennonite York Catholic game was a double overtime game.
Wow.
Second shot from Marakovich is good. And he'll check out Trey Michael in, 74-54. Raiders lead by 20, and now all of the starters are out for Middletown, which is probably a good thing, seeing how chippy this was in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a 20 to 30 point game, as the range really was here in the fourth. Eastern with the basketball. Sites, he'll take a deep three. It's good.
They've been bombing from that same spot over there. It's almost like a magnet for them.
74-57. Alcock into the front court. Over to Truesdale. He'll drive down. Give it off to Sprecher, going to the bucket. No good. He'll get the rebound and get fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot two.
By the way, I know fans and Middletowners have been still asking and staying concerned about the young men who were burned in that car accident back during the football season. Scott Schaefer, I understand he just recently left the burn unit over at Lehigh, has been over at Hershey Rehab Hospital and getting set to leave there to go home and continue his rehab and treatment and convalescing at his own home here in the coming days. So that's good news that he's out of the worst part of everything at this point for Scott Schaefer.
Those shots no good for Sprecher, going the other way and up and good at the other end. That is Koenig for two, 74-59. Eastern making a little more cosmetic here in the late going. Here's Thomas going to the bucket, tries to pass it off to Sprecher. Alcock, he'll dribble it back out. Now down the lane, puts it up, no good. Sprecher tips it, that's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Middletown ball. Left. Middletown just looked to get the last few seconds off the clock. Sprecher could have been called for a charge, but not called. It's loose underneath, safe from going out of bounds. Back out front, there's Seitz. Try another three, it's good again.
It has been cosmetic for them.
They'll make it 74-62 at the buzzer, and man, they made up about six threes in that fourth quarter.
They did.
To close it to 12, but this game was well in control for Middletown. We'll take timeout. Our final score tonight, Middletown 74, Eastern York 62. Back with the post-game show after this here in the Fager Finger Monitor for your home, Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Welcome back, John Wills, Fox TV, Leedy Post Game Show, 74-62. Middletown advancing to the boys' Quad A semifinals on Monday with a victory over Eastern York. Joined on the post game show by Ryan Hughes, 22 points. Congratulations, Ryan, on the victory. Kind of a hard fought game there in that first half, but then you guys lit them up in the third.
Yeah, we're just more conditioned than them, and I feel like when we run the ball is when we have success on offense, and when we play defense is another key for offense because we get steals, we get fast breaks, and we just end up getting points.
You jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and the next thing you know, they scored the next 8. What was going on there? Just kind of feeling each other out?
Basketball is a game of runs, and I just feel like they went on a run. We just had to answer, and we did. So
it was getting physical. It was getting chippy out there, but you guys, what was Coach Sattell telling you? Obviously, keep your composure, and that's what you did.
We just had to keep our composure. Coach Sattell told us keep our composure because we need us in the next round, and that's what we did. We just had to control the game and take our time and win the game.
Your teammate Chris Plummer seemed to be lighting it up, too, there at times on the outside. Nice to get him back in the game and helping out.
It's always good to get everybody involved. Chris was hitting shots. Everybody was hitting shots. Luke, Trey, everybody was playing a part tonight, and it's just a team victory.
Coach said that it really felt good to give you guys a little bit of that break once the regular season ended, kind of a lot fresher going into the playoffs.
It helped us, I'm sure, but we were ready to get back out here and get on the court and play with each other and show everybody in districts that we have a shot to win this.
And you do. Monday night, most likely, although
no,
not confirmed.
It is
Berks Catholic.
53-39 over Schuylkill Valley.
All right, so will you do anything special or different? Will you do some also some video tape watching of these guys?
We'll watch film. We'll prepare and practice, and Coach Stell will have us ready for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ryan Hughes, 22 points here for Middletown, and the Blue Raiders victorious 74-62 over Eastern York. We'll come back with a final recap here on the post-game show on the Fager Fingerbinder Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620. Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management.
Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School, and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vasteen's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vasteen's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vasteen's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors. Welcome back. John Wills back with you on the post-game show. 74-62, Middletown over Eastern York to advance to the semifinals in boys quad A action.
Let's look at the post-game statistics here from this one. Trevor Seitz and Evan Springer ended up leading the way for Eastern with 14. Stephen Whistler with 11. Dom Particelli with 9. It was Bryce Henice with 6. Jimmy Koenig with 4. DeMonte Martin and Carter Hinkle each with 2 to round out scoring. Middletown leading scorer was Ryan Hughes with 22, Luke Marakovich with 18, Chris Plummer with 14, Tyre Mills with 11. So four players in double digits for the Raiders. Mike Mattis with 4, Trey Leach with 2, Trey Leach with 3, Kyle Truesdale with 2. And I'm all up 74-62, the final score. Rebounding Middletown with a 27-23 edge. In rebounds, Eastern York had 17 turnovers to Middletown's 12 in the ball game. Eastern York ended up with 5 blocks, Middletown with 3. Raiders 13 steals, Eastern York with 7. So that's how this game went down, and now Middletown will again advance as we look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in the 4A quarterfinals tonight. Berks Catholic beat Schuylkill Valley. Final score was 53-39. So the 8 o'clock game on Monday night at Garden Spot is Middletown against Berks Catholic. A very sound basketball team. They are very good defensively. They've held a lot of teams to under 40 points all year. That's pretty much been the norm for them. So it's going to be a tough task for Middletown. Bottom half of the bracket is, as expected, Lancaster Catholic, who beat Susquehanna Township tonight 57-43, and Bishop McDevitt, who beat Littlestown 64-23. We thought all year that there were five teams in the 4A draw, and it went down to four as soon as Jared Achterberg got hurt for Eastern York.
Yeah, and you mentioned that McDevitt Lancaster Catholic. McDevitt beat them, just a few weeks ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or about a month ago. And so that'll make for an interesting rematch. And, again, I don't like the fact that – I like that they're putting both games back-to-back so everyone can see it. But, yeah, I think when you do that, you got four teams that bring a lot of fans like this. You need a bigger venue. And so for those of you who are going down to that game, you know, you may want to get there prior to the start of the first game or expect to stand and wait till a lot of the fans from game one leave before you can go and find a seat. I get the feeling it's going to be that. Look, Garden Spot has a nice gymnasium. It's a decent size. But still, you're talking about four schools that bring a lot of fans.
Yeah, there are four schools there. But you also have to remember, private, public.
Good point.
It's going to be a pretty long haul for McDevitt to get there, for Middletown to get there. So I don't know if it's going to be as bad as you think it might be, but yeah, if I was going to the game, I'd want to be safe and get there early, especially if I wanted to actually see that other game, which should be a good game. It was an entertaining game the first time around. So let's look at some of the other scores in District 3 tonight. In 5A, top seed Northeastern York beat Greencastle Antrim 73-52. They will next face Spring Grove, who beat Manheim Central in the 4-5 game 65-63. Mechanicsburg up 12 very late against Lampeter Strasburg, so they'll win. They will next play Milton Hershey, who beat Palmyra 76-71. We'll skip the ninth place consolation quarterfinals and go down to 3A, where it was Lancaster Mennonite 64, York Catholic 63 in double overtime. They'll next face probably Trinity, who is playing their game tonight against Columbia. A later start, 8 o'clock is the tip-off time at Redland High School for that one. A couple finals from 1A, Lancaster County Christian beat Greenwood 60-47. West Shore Christian beat Lancaster Country Day 69-54. On the girls' side, Cumberland Valley and CD East, they are in overtime, tied 32 after one overtime, so they're going to at least the second overtime. Winner of that game will next play Central York, who beat Cedar Cliff 43-35. And then bottom side of the 6A girls, it's Cedar Crest over McCaskey 47-38. And Central Dolphin beat Dallas Town 47-28.
Now, I hear right that Middletown's hosting some games here tomorrow.
They are hosting some games, some of the smaller
schools.
Some of the smaller ones.
Might have been, I looked in the single, I didn't see it there. I know Monday they have some games as well. So if you're not going to make the trip down to Hanover,
bring your Walkman out here.
That's right. You can sit here, watch some games, and listen to Tim Neville and Owen Hedder bring you the game down there in Hanover tomorrow. That's at Southwestern High School, 6:30, Middletown versus a tough DeLone team. It's going to be tough girls triple A action, but we'll have the game for you tomorrow. And I want to thank our studio producer tonight, Terrence Jefferson, our statistician, Tamara Parker, and for Tim Neville and Steve Leedy, this is John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Middletown 74, Eastern York 62. The Blue Raiders advance to Monday's Boys Quad A semifinals, and you heard it here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network. You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home. With kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Bastien's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, and Middletown Pharmacy. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.